Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Danny Parkins, have you found anybody to set the line on my anthem on Wednesday night?
It's 2:05 and a half. Now singing the national anthem from 670 The Score, Matt Spiegel.
40,000. Yeah.
Steen.
Steen. No Steen.
The Rubster.
See Matt Spiegel's son, Ruben, over there.
The Sky Point to Herb, R.I.P. Like, it's going to be unbelievable. Like he's going to see his name on the video board.
That video board.
He's going to point to council. He's going to point to Nico. He's going to point to players who he thinks should know him but don't. He's going to point to Pat. He's going to say, Pat, have you ever sang the stretch? No, I'm coming for your job.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
He's a coom dog.
There's a lot of flash and a lot of show, but this kid can really play.
He's going to do thank yous.
From first note to last note?
Your first word. Oh, yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, would be an amazing way to start. If your first word isn't oh, say, can you see?
It is.
I mean, it would be the happiest I've been in months. I think he walks off the field sky pointing. He might walk the bases.
He has that little pause number that he does around third base. He plays with a lot of flair. He likes to bring attention to himself. He looks up to the sky, claps his hands, has a little handshake ritual.
He might start at the pitcher's mound and finish at home plate.
It's Enrico Palazzo.
Yeah.
He saved the Queen's life.
That's not the umpire, Your Honor.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
205. I'm fine with the number.
Such a bag still.
I've been told my personality can make people uncomfortable, so I have to work to offset that. Humor is my go-to instinct, but every joke is a gamble.
Bag alert, major bag alert, major bag alert, major bag alert,
bag! The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock. Boy, do we have a show for you today. Jed Hoyer is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Nico Horner is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
And we have got a lot of baseball conversation. We're going to throw in some Illini football because we're going to have three Illini football players here in studio.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking about their coach bowing up against Beamer's kid.
Yeah, man.
The bowl game.
You were on Milwaukee radio this morning, and we'll bring people some of that because Chicago and Milwaukee, we've got a thing. We got a sports thing right now, and we have for a long time.
And there are Mrs. Jones.
We got a thing going on.
Yeah. Mrs. Jones.
I mean, obviously the Packers-Bears thing forever, but Giannis, you dream of Giannis, but I dream of Giannis.
Future Bowl?
No chance.
No, I was trolling him, though, on that.
Of course you were. There's not enough picks in the world. By the way, I loved I Dream of Giannis, especially the second Darren. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
I thought that's what made it better.
I think that's when it ramped up. Bill Melton loved that show, too. Rest in peace, Bill.
Wow.
Sky Point.
Wow.
Love that, man.
Read the book.
It's a very readable book.
It's a very readable book.
And of course, the Brewers, the Brewers are here. Brewers and Cubs for three in the middle of the week. Brewers just took 3 out of 4 from the Cardinals, reminding you who is the true rival in the division.
That series had everything.
It was like a Stefan sketch.
It had.
Or the Angels roster.
Everything.
It really did. And we're going to detail some of it later because the Cardinals are here on the south side.
They are. I'm actually thinking about going over there tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Swing by press level 2.
Yeah, just say
see
hello.
See who's there. See what's going on.
See what's happening. See who's there. See who's not.
See who's not there. See who's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just you should.
Shake a few hands.
I mean, Chip
kiss
Carey.
A few babies.
Chip Carey will be there. That's a very nice guy, Chip Carey. That's a very nice guy.
Yeah, just look around. See what's going on.
Did you hear his call when Brendan Donovan homered off Cade Povich a couple weeks ago?
No, did he go crazy?
It's Povich. So he said, Brendan Donovan, you are the father of Cade Povich.
All right, I'll allow it.
It's tremendous.
I'll allow that.
Oh, my God. Exquisite. I thought it was exquisite.
So we're going to do a lot of stuff. We're going to jump around like House of Pain today. We need to take a break because Nico Horner is going to join us. We'll get an update on the pizza situation at Rinaldi's.
There is a serious update. We'll also find out if he thinks I was out of line grabbing bubble gum over the weekend in the dugout.
I mean, you might get yourself banned. Maybe we should wait till next week to ask him this question because you got a big gig coming up there tomorrow.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point.
Well, we'll ask him anyway, because why wouldn't we? Spiegel and Holmes, Nico Horner next on The Score.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Batting 6, second baseman number 2, Nico Horner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Horner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Horner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
He's got good hair. He's jacked, too.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
All right, guys, Nico Horner.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
The 1-1. Line toward left, down the line, in the corner. That's going to be a fair ball up against the wall.
Nico's into second. The Cubs are on the board.
Line drive. Leaping catch by Nico Horner on the edge of the outfield grass in right. Beautiful play.
Liner. Caught by Nico. He steals a hit. Saves a run.
I don't think people realize how hard that is because up the middle, there's just so much going on. You got the catcher, you got the pitcher, you got the fans behind. Like, it is a really tough play to see, and for him to be able to make a play like that is pretty spectacular. But I've come to expect that his normal is not everyone else's normal. The guy's unbelievable.
Nico Horner on 670 The Score.
How fun is that?
It's always fun when we get the chance to talk with Nico Horner. We like him quite a bit. He joins us courtesy of the folks at Huntington, home of asterisk-free checking. Check out more at Huntington.com/your money. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show, and Nico Horner is here with us. What's up, Nico? How are things?
Things are good. I'm in the dugout watching some Brewers early work. It's a beautiful day.
How do they look? They look beatable or what?
Everyone looks pretty good at 235. So, yeah, we'll go. No hot takes.
Did you hear that cut? That was Dansby Swanson talking about your defense there.
Yeah, that was sweet.
In the open, talking about that line out that you caught in extras against Pittsburgh on Sunday. That's pretty cool. It's probably a mutual admiration society going on, the way that both you guys are playing and the way you both are appreciating each other right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's a special thing to be able to share the middle of the field with him. And, you know, we're always talking and communicating, but also doing things in our own ways. And sometimes it's unspoken too, but yeah, it's really a special thing to get to share the field with him.
When you have a double play partner, how conscious are you of that relationship and like where Dansby wants the ball thrown on a turn, where you want the ball thrown on a turn? Does that just happen or do you guys talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about it, especially in spring training and, you know, when the early work is really on a priority. But the game itself is the best teacher, and I think having multiple years together is, you know, more valuable than any drill or conversation you can have. And, you know, there's always new things showing up and different shifts and speeds of runners, and it's amazing the new things baseball can throw at you. But, yeah, we're still getting better together for sure.
All right, look, baseball's good. I like baseball, whatever.
Wait, we're done with baseball questions?
I mean, maybe not the whole time, but like we got other stuff to do.
The Brewers are in town.
I know, and the Cubs are good. Oh, look at us, our run differential's over 100.
And the Cubs won a series where they didn't slug at all.
I know, it was impressive, all that. But Nico went to the pizza parlor today, man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've seen the pictures, or some of the pictures. We're going to share the pictures right now on our Twitch stream. I mean, you saucing up the dough, like in the circle with the ladle, like you knew what you were doing, and then walking the pie over to the oven. Like, what was that like for you to be knee deep in the pizza experience at Rinaldi's today?
It felt really good. You know, I was there on Friday. I actually went with Julia and her family, and, you know, we just ordered the normal pies they have on the menu, and at the end they brought out the one that we had been sampling, kind of a surprise for us. So that was really sweet. But then today we got to actually come in and throw a bunch of different stuff on there and see what we wanted to do. There's a pepperoni with a jalapeno in the pepperoni, like not quite sure how they do that. I would say infused is the word. And that was a hit and a little change we made, but cool experience. I will say though, saw videos of what it's like there during like Friday when it's busy, and it's a very different experience than what I did. I think it's kind of like taking BP versus game time. Like, I had no clutter in there. It was a clean slate. The world was working in my favor, so I had it pretty easy.
I know that when we started this, you were all about the hot. But when we're talking about the hot honey plus the jalapenos, we're getting to a dangerous level here, aren't we, Nico?
No. It's a... You know, maybe if you're eating outside on the patio on a hot day, you might have some perspiration on your brow, but... You know, you get a pitcher and you're in a perfect spot.
Yeah. So just to back up for anybody who doesn't know, Nico, for his birthday, we gave him the opportunity to name a pizza after himself and have the proceeds go. Are you doing BIG Baseball Academy? Is that right?
Yeah. That's the plan. Yeah.
And so Nico has now made the pie. Chris Tannehill, you said you tasted the special when they brought it in and you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Nice humble brag here. I was one of the first to ever sample one of Nico's pizzas here when they sent some, Rinaldi sent some for Lawrence's birthday celebration. And it had very top secret, you know, everything was redacted in terms of the ingredients. It was kind of cool the way they sent it. And I got to say, Nico, there was not a lot of people sampling it. I think people were intimidated with the redactions.
No,
until...
But you started the wave of people trying it after you tried it.
I did. I tried it, and I was one of the first to tell Nico, like, ooh, pineapple on a pizza. I'm not so sure about that. But after trying it,
see?
The sweet and the heat, and of course, Rinaldi's, they can't make anything bad. So I really dug it, and then people really started to follow my lead, you know, lead from the front, as I always say, and they were trying the pizza themselves. And I got to say, Nico, pizza was a hit, I think, back here at the school.
So look at that. Nico, you're changing changing minds one at a time on pineapple. You're doing God's work.
Yeah, the pineapple's cut real small. It's like a pretty digestible little cube they got going on. It's charred already before you put it on the pizza. It's not just a big chunk of, you know, canned pineapple on there or something. They're doing it right.
So was there ever a part of you, did you ever work in a restaurant or anything when you were younger?
No, I'm just a consumer.
Okay. So now walk us through this for someone like you that you were playing baseball probably and just going to school the whole time, right? Now you're just playing baseball outside of the crowd and what it could be like on a Friday at Rinaldi's. What was it like for you to see what happens in the back of the house of a restaurant?
Yeah, I mean, it's the kind of thing when it's a team of sorts, right? So I saw some videos of what it's like when it's actually Friday and it's a well-oiled machine, and didn't seem like a lot of talking going on. There were guys hard at work and putting minds together to put some amazing pizzas out into the world. And I don't want any part of that rush hour scene. That's a vote to go over my head.
Well,
I was a little slow. I'm not great with the small motor skills. I felt like my placing of things was pretty slow.
I'll tell you what, though, if you needed to like throw a can of tomatoes across the room or something,
I got you.
You got the baseball related skills, Nico. This is I got on the stump yesterday, and I'm going to stay there. I hope you're an all-star this year. You deserve to be an all-star this year. Second among all second basemen in baseball in terms of batting average. Number one, defensively, I don't know what you look at, like defensive run save from Baseball Info Solutions, DRS. You're the best defensive player on the Cubs with 11, PCA's at 10. Like, this is the year. Have you allowed yourself to consider the possibility of being on the National League All-Star team this year?
Yes and no. I mean, it'd mean the world to me. Like, I'm not going to pretend that it wouldn't matter. Like, I 100%, it'd be one of the coolest things that's, you know, happened in my career. But there's so many different ways of evaluating players, and the process has, you know, I think, you know, defense isn't the number one thing that's on there, and I'm not sure that it should be, but, you know, I've done some things well this year, but I wouldn't say I'm like having a big all-star season or something. So, we'll see how it turns out. We still got some time.
In terms of your profile and your skill set, though, I feel like we're seeing you do everything that you do at a really high level right now. Does it feel like you're you know, in that sense, you're a very good version of yourself right now?
Not really, to be honest. I don't take for granted like the things that I am doing well. I think there's times in my career when I've been like so obsessed with the things that I'm not doing well that I don't acknowledge the things that are good. So I haven't lost sight of the things I'm doing well, but I just haven't impacted the baseball enough, but still able to have competitive at bats and contribute. And I feel like I've left some steals out on the field too, even though I have some. But those moments, there's a lot of them out there that might not seem obvious, but at the end of the game, you feel like you can feel it when you left opportunities out there.
Got to tell you,
parts of the game.
I was up in the booth on Sunday. You had two carbon copy hits over the shortstop's head.
That was crazy, right?
Exactly the same hit. And you stole a base. You stole a base, in a way that meant that you guys didn't have to sacrifice an out for you to get moved over and end up scoring the tying run and made the play in the 10th. You impacted the hell out of that game, dude.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And especially those games when that entire series where the wind's blowing in and the scores get squished down and the differences between teams gets less and less, like those extra bases, the runs you can save on defense, those are a huge deal. So yeah, I appreciate that.
And you think about it, like, as you're not a one-dimensional player, and when you're not getting slugged, and we've talked about this for the last few weeks, although tonight I think might be the night. Anyway, the fact that you can impact a game in different ways, and that you don't have to, like, if you were DH and you were just kind of like, man, now I got to sit and grouse for two innings before I get to go up to bat again or whatever, does it make it easier for you knowing that you can still take your glove, your legs are still out there? All of these other things are part of a winning baseball team.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said it best in that when you are a part of a winning team, it makes those priorities as a player that much clearer. And obviously you always play to win, but you know, when your team's 15, 20 games out of a playoff spot, like the purpose can get clouded. And I think we've all had some varieties of success this year as a product of being in a winning atmosphere where the game is telling you what's needed at the time. And a lot of guys are having really great seasons because of each other too, and hitting with guys on base and playing with the lead, and all those things really add up over the course of the season, and they're hard to measure, but I sure feel it as a player.
So the votes are being tabulated, and we know that PCA and Kyle Tucker are leading out in the outfield. So
amazing.
They've kind of got a spot, so that's pretty good. Spiegs is stumping for you. Who would you stump for? Who would you say on your team deserves an opportunity to be an all-star?
I mean, Saya has been really incredible. We're not in our position as a team without everything that he's done at the plate, just as a staple in the middle of the lineup. The way he's hit with runners in scoring position, the impactful homers, the raw numbers, playing good defense when he was out there. I think the world of Saya, and he's been a great player in this league for a while, but I think he's taken another step this year, and I think an all-star nod would really solidify that in a pretty cool way.
He's also been really good in the outfield when he's had to play.
Yeah, know? Exactly. It's like, it shouldn't be a knock on him that he's playing, that he is the DH. It's just what our team, it's our construction right now. So, I imagine Ohtani, Schwarber get a lot of votes there, as they should. They're having amazing years, but, Saya is just as deserving. He's been amazing.
Give you one more. How about Matthew Boyd? Goodness, that's a 2.79 ERA, and the way that he's limited base runners, it's been great this year.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the pitching is, I don't know so much the breakdown on that end and where the different pitchers are at, but he's been a huge, huge impact on our team, and we would not be in the spot we are without him.
So I did something on Sunday in the dugout.
Okay.
Or Saturday in the dugout. And
we need a ruling from you on this, Nico. I'm not gonna lead the jury here.
Okay.
Let Spiegs make his case, and then you decide.
Craig was gonna talk from the dugout at 11 o'clock. It's 10:50, 10:55 or so. The assembled media is in the dugout waiting around, and another media member. I'm not gonna bury him. But he said, "Oh, there's the bubble gum. You want a piece of gum?" And I was like, can we do that? And he's like, yeah. And so I reached in. I took three pieces of double bubble from the player's bucket of bubble gum. Am I out of line? What are your thoughts in this regard?
Do you go sugar-free or flavored?
No, flavored. I went flavored. I love that matters, by the way.
Me too.
That's amazing.
I don't know. You know, the thing is, I'm actually sitting by it right now. I think that when it's the issue is that pregame, it's all laid out very neatly and nicely.
Yeah.
By the fifth inning, it's a mess in here, right? There's stuff all over the place, and it shouldn't matter at all. But I don't know, when it's early and nothing's opened yet, I'm looking at them right now. All the seeds are lined up. Nothing's touched.
Yeah.
That might be foul play.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, Lawrence, because you think I'm out of line.
I'm like, all right, this isn't the worst thing that I've seen in a clubhouse or a locker room.
Right, because you saw somebody take a Gatorade?
Oh my God. I've seen all sorts of stuff from members of the media. I used to cover a football team for a living, the Bears. And I've seen people literally at training camp go across the rope from where the media can stand to on the field and pull Gatorades off of the cart that is meant for the players who are actually practicing.
Yeah, that's not it.
Yeah, that ain't it.
You can bring your own Baba. You got it.
Yeah, but this to me is like, all right, and I get it. It kind of feels a little bit like gateway drug-ish that you got pulled in, Speaks.
I did.
It feels like a Saturday morning special or an after school special where that other media member kind of sent you down the wrong road. Now you're a thief.
I don't want to say his name out loud, but it was Jay Cohen from the AP.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
He said it was all right.
Nico, don't plan a bank robbery with Matt Spiegel. Because let me tell you.
So is the takeaway that he's been taking three pieces of gum a day?
That's a great question. It's a great question.
It's okay, right?
Yeah, I mean,
clearly.
Clearly. All right, I'll learn my lesson. All right, one more.
No, you haven't.
I think I did. I think I did. No, I'm afraid to do it now. You guys have officially scared me. And I feel like Nico's playing nice right now, but he doesn't think that I was.
Just wait until the next time you show up in the clubhouse. Nico's going to have some 60s for you to run.
Yeah, right. Maybe. Yeah. On that road trip, you guys faced Mackenzie Gore, Tariq Skubal, Jack Flaherty, Zach Wheeler, and Jesus Luzardo. And then you came home and had Paul Skeens. I mean, that's like 6 out of the best 10 or 12, probably, in MLB. So when I look at the numbers and people look at the numbers and say, oh, that Cubs offense is slumping, I find myself thinking about that. It's like, does it have a cumulative effect to face that many beasts in a short time span like that?
Yeah, I think it can, but I think you could also look at a similar stretch we had in April where we produced at a really high level against kind of all the best arms in the NL West at that time. And so it doesn't have to be that way for sure. Some of those outings, we really didn't get much going. Some we were, you know, one ball falling away from scoring 3 or 4. And I thought we had a good at bats against Skubal and Skeens in particular, even though we didn't score a lot. But yeah, it matters. It matters. So does the wind blowing in. But, you know, the wind's going to blow out this whole next 2 series. And, you know, if we score a bunch of runs, sure, you can give it some credit. But if we don't, like, baseball happens. But, yeah, I don't think anything's changed really internally. But, yeah, you're definitely looking to score some more runs. We feel it, of course.
At second base, does the wind, like, the way that the ballpark plays, does it affect you at all?
Defensively?
Yeah.
Yeah, it changes just the aggressiveness in which I go out for balls. Like, if the wind's blowing out, the outfielders are almost always calling us off because the infielder is, like, drifting with the ball, carrying out. And when it's blowing in, the ball's dying back towards us. So just knowing when the wind's blowing in, just being more aggressive on balls going out to the outfields. And then still going for it, obviously, when the wind's blowing out. But knowing that the outfielders really are on the expectation to catch those.
So, Nico, tomorrow, my guy Spiegs is singing the anthem.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, at your place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lifelong dream, man. It's crazy.
That's a big deal.
I know.
Are you accompanied by an instrument, or is it just?
Yeah,
just you.
No, my friend Kurt, my guitar player and pal Kurt Morrison, lifelong Cub fan on electric electric guitar. So the two of us
that is
out there.
So cool. I'll make sure I'm out there.
Oh, that's, man. Awesome. That's kind of you. Yeah, I'm a little freaked out, man. It's going to be very, very exciting to be a part of the game in that way, you know?
100%. Yeah, kick us off right.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Bring them some gum.
Are we going taking the over or the under on the time?
Oh, yeah. Well, Danny called it. Danny Parkins.
Is that betting on baseball? Dang it.
Well, yeah. One of your trusted pizza testers, Danny Parkins, has set the line at 205.5.
I would say take the under on it, Nico, to tell you the truth.
The heart rate's going to be going a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the other thing, if he goes over 205, I'm sure you guys will be looking at each other like, is this guy going to stop singing so we can play some baseball?
That's funny. Oh, I'm excited. That's going to be great.
It's supposed to be
a beautiful week here. It's going to be an amazing night.
Big series, man. Big series.
Nico, have fun in this series, man.
I will.
Things are great, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Sneeko Horner from the dugout over at Wrigley Field.
Awesome.
He's right. Man, look at that. No, wait, did you just end up putting like more pressure on yourself?
No. I mean, the pressure's already there.
Okay. Well, now our guy Nico is paying attention.
That's what you want, man. When you're a performer your whole damn life, let's stop pretending. Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. No, really, look at me.
Oh, dig yourself.
That's exactly right, Rex Hudler. Let's be honest. I mean, you think that any host on this station is not a dig me guy or dig me girl?
We all kind of have to have it to be in this industry.
Yeah,
that's how you get
it's
got to
be
here.
A little bit of it. Yeah.
Yes, so let's be honest about it, shall we? Yeah.
I often drift to the background, though, when I'm not here.
Oh, well, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah. I'm an.
That's maybe to balance it out.
An extroverted introvert, right? Wouldn't that be what it is, Alex?
I have seen you do
or
that.
Or introverted extrovert.
Yeah.
Either way.
I just kind of like You know, just go, oh, I'll be right over here.
Yeah. But when you're singing the national anthem, you can't do
no,
that.
No, you're right. You gotta... Spees is right, too.
Oh, no. Like, there's times I go home and I'm just like blabbing and blabbing. And Christine's like, didn't you already do a radio show today? Shut up.
Yeah, but there's more stuff to talk about.
I haven't worked out any of this other content I've got.
Right.
I got life stuff.
You got to... Got a Chris 10 that you got to get going about national anthems?
So here's what we're going to do. 7 o'clock, I'm going to kick off the 7 o'clock hour with conversation about you and Ruben and your childhood.
And dinner. We're going to have some snappy conversation about dinner.
How about shut up? Okay, I can do that, too.
That works, too.
Yeah, that works, too. Man, we did a lot with Nico.
Nico, look. I enjoyed being on Middays and having Ian Happ. And trying to crack Ian Happ, who's also kind of wired tight the same way that Nico is.
Yeah.
But only as a player. Nico as a person, not wired like that. Nico as a person, like super laid back.
Super chill.
I have been so happy at being able to talk with him. Just like he's our friend that comes on and talks about baseball with us.
He is. And he wants new experiences and like... You know, he wants to enjoy life and spread his wing. You know what he is, Lawrence? He's the son of an educator, like you and like me.
Like you.
So, yeah, he's a curious dude who was, like, so psyched to do the pizza thing. Look what he's done. He went in there on Friday, and then today he went and spent an hour and made pizzas before the game.
It's pretty dope.
Amazing.
I like it, and I think this series... I think this is the series where he gets off the schneid, home run-wise.
You do, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, you've been saying June's going to be big.
I think this is the series. The conditions are right for it.
Let's just say tomorrow, when Speaks does the anthem, Nico has a dinger tomorrow.
Oh, let's go.
How dope would that be? Oh. You know what? You know who we can talk to you about how the park is playing? Jed Hoyer. Because he's going to join us.
He knows Cubs things.
Next on The Score.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.